way our immigration laws are implemented, and that this time law enforcement agencies like the FBI and the NYPD won't descend on entire communities rather than, you know, conduct their work in a more targeted fashion. But again, I'm sure that my hope is going to be dashed time and again. Every time something like this happens, be it in New York or overseas or elsewhere in the United States, there's no shortage of people, dozens of people who will come into our offices at CLEAR saying, for example, that they're being approached for questioning by the FBI, even though they have no connection to what happened.
I want to thank Ramzi Kassam, CUNY law professor, Nazia Kazi, who is at Stockton University, Debbie Almontasser, thanks so much for joining us. And I want to thank our guest in Philadelphia, Haji Youssef. Thanks so much.
KABA would like to thank our community partners who donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Katie O'Brien's, an Irish pub serving traditional American food, located at 2809 Northeast Sandy Boulevard, open every day from 8 a.m. to 2:30 a.m. Lunch was provided by Huber's Cafe, serving turkey entrees and their Spanish coffee. Dinner was provided by Fire on the Mountain, a Portland Wings stop, open from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., serving wings and sides at three different Portland locations.
This KABU program is made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from Tom Dwyer Automotive Services, a full-service automotive shop located next to Portland's Selwood Bridge for over 30 years. They're a Blue Seal certified shop committed to client care and community support. Information on their eco certification, client carbon neutral program, courtesy shuttle, rentals, and more at tomdwyer.com or by calling 503-230-2300.
And also by a grant from Portland 5, presenting The Trump Card, a breakdown of what makes Trump tick, by storyteller Mike Daisy. Daisy tells Trump's story from his earliest days, tracking him as he makes himself into a new American archetype. The Trump Card takes place September 25th at the Newmark Theater. Tickets and information are available at portland5.com.
Good morning. This is KBOO 90.7 on your FM dial. This is the Abe and Joe talk radio show. And Abe isn't here. He has to work. Can you imagine working? Oh, my goodness. What a lucky guy has a job. So Abe ain't here. I'm here. My name's Joe Uris. I want to hear from you. 231-8187. This is Abe and Joe talk radio show, which means that you get to be on the air with all your ideas and thoughts and suggestions, complaints, and also, oh no, guess what? We have to raise, I don't know, $1,000 in the next hour? Yeah, something like that. It's easy to do. All that's needed is your participation. My fantasy is that one of you out there has been sitting on $200, just kind of sitting on it, you know, looking at that money and thinking, ah, what am I going to do with this money? Should I buy a very expensive dinner? Portland's gotten expensive for dinner. Should I spend it on, you know, little plants in the garden? Or should I donate it to KBOO and see what it really grows into? In order to do that, whether it's $10 or $1,000, $20 or $200, you need to call the station or you need to go online at kboo.fm and make a contribution. 877-500-5266. That's the number to call to make the commitment. There's people, as they say in the commercial world, standing by to take your money. 877-500-5266. We got so much to talk about, and I just hardly know where to begin. I just got a piece from the Waterkeepers Alliance, Robert Kennedy and those guys, talking about how the gas industry is fracking and fracking and fracking and does not care about the land or the long-term impact of fracking, that in fact the glut of oil and natural gas that has happened in our society is not stopping any of that relentless effort. If we look at North Dakota, we see a pipeline planned to go through the center of the Midwest to the Illinois area and essentially to dishonor and destroy the Native American landscape and to run pipes underneath the Missouri River. And we're told, hey, that's all right, nothing. What could possibly go wrong? Well, part of the answer to that lies in the South, where we've seen a gasoline pipeline burst, and a lot of the South can no longer afford their gasoline because it's become sky-high priced, not to mention what it's done to poison the landscape. That's a small issue relative to the huge questions that are bugging me. Locally, there's plans to cut a lot of trees at Washington Park in order to build the new reservoir, a dubious project at best, and nobody seems to be talking about it. Nobody seems to be analyzing it. Nobody seems to be objecting to it. And yet, a lot of us think that killing these trees, taking these trees down, is not a very good idea.
Now, here's another thing that I thought was kind of funny. Donald Trump. Kind of funny? No, not really. But anyway, business executives, actually, according to the New York Times, are afraid to speak out against Trump, fearing that he might become a powerful leader of the country. And when I look at the Trump phenomenon, I find so much that is so much like the behavior of Mussolini, it blows my mind. Meanwhile, we're waiting patiently, or less than patiently, for Hillary Clinton to more clearly articulate progressive, good ideas to make the country better. It's not that her ideas don't exist on paper or online. It's that you or I don't know them, and that huge numbers of Americans are disenchanted with the system and turn in rebellious rage to Donald Trump, a kind of a let's bring the house down mood. And this is all very interesting, except that it's very scary. And, of course, as you all know, the ceasefire in Syria has failed, maybe primarily because the U.S. sort of bombed the hell out of Aleppo. I mean, you know, yeah. So all this stuff creates for me a sense not of despair, but of outrage. And I'm wondering how you all feel about that. I'm wondering about a couple of things. How do we, all of us, respond to the crises that are clear and ongoing? I just saw also in the New York Times that by 2030, the Arctic will probably be free of ice. That's good for shipping, but for little else. Indigenous communities along the borders of Alaska and up into the north face a change in not only the climate, but in their lifestyles that is profound. We don't know yet what the full impact on the marine animals will be. We can only suspect that there will be great impact. Meanwhile, as that water melts, the oceans rise. That's indisputable. As the oceans rise and as the air warms, more and more exciting storms, exciting in a negative sense, take place. It's all a crisis, it's all real, and it's all deniable, apparently, by the powers that be. So, that's where we sit, that's where I sit, that's where I'm coming from, and I wonder what you're thinking. Are you out there eager to do it? And before we take your calls, let's go out to the pledge spot and hear the sweet voice of our leadership. You're our leader.
Oh, you are so kind. Sweet voice.
I love making you the leader.
Oh, I love it when you give me control. So, okay, I've got control.
Whoa, that sounds so... Never mind.
877-500-5266. We can't wait to take your call. We have a room full of volunteers standing by the phone waiting for you to give us a call. We would love for you to become a member of KBOO, your community radio station, this morning. Now's the time. Today's the right day. We would love to encourage you to become a monthly sustainer, which means that $5, $10, $20, whatever you can afford, could come out of your checking account every single month. And when you do it that way, it's not such a big lift, right? You can give a little bit at a time. And we at KBOO appreciate that because it becomes money that we can depend on. Again, the number to call, 877-500-5266. Are you ableist today?
I'm ableist.
Wow. I knew that there was like something off here today, right? Because this is, in fact, the Joe and Abe show. And I know you guys love listening to Joe and Abe go back and forwards. And so today, Joe has to do it on his own.
I'm all alone.
But you know, that's the wonderful thing about KBOO, because we all step up. Some days we can be here, some days we can't. Most of us are volunteers, very, very few paid staff. But that's why we need you to join us. Become part of your community radio station. Give us a call, 877-500-5266.
I want to repeat that number, because sometimes some people find themselves kind of challenged by our saying the number, and I really want people to have every opportunity to make a contribution.
Absolutely.
877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. When you call that number, you will be greeted by an incredibly intelligent person. We got all kind of people there just waiting for your call. And we got a goal of, I don't know, how much money we could try to raise today?
About $850
in this
hour.
Oh, a mere bagatelle. Whatever the hell that is. What is a bagatelle?
Hey, it came out of your mouth, not mine. But the number to call is 877-500-5266. Or you can go online at kboo.fm and become a member that way. We have a host of thank you gifts readily available, whether it's music, books, T-shirts. We have it, right? But you got to become a member before we can thank you. The number, 877-500-5266. Won't you join the day? Won't you let Joe and Abe know how much you value the information they bring to you every single week? Now's your chance. 877-500-5266. And we're headed back to the program.
Yeah, and I got to tell people what a bagatelle. I don't know what a bagatelle is. Just stuff, you know, the trashy clothing, simple items, gifts. In fact, the reason why I even know the term is that many, many years ago, I was working in the display department at Meyer and Frank. Yeah, that's right. What is now Macy's, which was a local giant department store. And my job was to tear out windows and put in new windows, new beautiful displays of crap. And it was an important gig for me because it was one of the earliest in my life. I was not yet 21, as I recall. And there was a whole floor at Meyer and Frank, which was called the Bagatelle. So I know it because you got on the elevator. They didn't have doors on the inside of the elevator. These handsome women would, with a little clacker, one would direct the cars, and they'd go up and they'd recite what the floor offered, and you would get off at that point. It was so so old-fashioned and so beautiful in a kind of a retro capitalist way. Now it's Macy's, a whole other thing, much smaller store, thinking of closing, all kinds of stuff. But for me, the term bagatelle has a mysterious, mysterious quality to it. So that's where it comes from. And I know it's irrelevant to the great problems that we face and the stuff I ought to be talking about, but I feel that I've used the term a lot, and we need to understand its historic origins, more or less. And hey, Hey, Steve is here. Steve, the incomparable guy who will take your calls. And I'm loose today. I'm really, really ready for you to give me the direction I need. You need to call in. You need to talk about what's bothering you, what's pleasing you, what's frightening you, what's terrifying you, or what's making you think hopeful thoughts. And this beautiful day, the sun is out, all that. Hey, 231-8187 is the number to call to talk on the air. We got already one caller. Who we got, Sonny?
Yes.
Hi, Sonny.
Good morning.
Morning.
I understand that bagatelle is also associated with lovely music, a bagatelle.
You know, that's right. And I think it comes out of a period around the time Bach was doing his work.
And doesn't that seem appropriate for our friend Joanne? Lovely music.
Oh, she's wonderful.
Yes, she is.
And she's so patient and yet pushing hard.
Well, she's a really wonderful person, and we're blessed to have her. You know, really, what is going on is we're coming to the fruits of poisonous, predatory, patriarchal thinking that drives everything through force, predation, fear. It's the culmination of it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two types of people. You can either choose to be a predator or a bonder. And the bonders are going to survive. We're going to get through this because the bonders are mature enough and restrained enough and mentally healthy enough to work out solutions together. And driving everything into the ground and blowing it up or using it up or talking it up and confusing it up in every way that it can be consumed is what is going on. And so look at our two supposed leaders. We've got Mrs. Clinton, whose husband told us, if you give the entire economy to China, it will bring them to democracy. So he gave our entire economy to China, I mean, and it didn't bring them to democracy. It just furthered fast climate change because poor Chinese workers were working amidst all the fumes that are being produced, which are also floating over here. And anyway, it just helped to consume the world. And she's like, elect me so I can finish it off. I want to kill the world. And then there's Trump, who's like, I've got all the solutions, even though I'm $250 million personally in debt, and I'm friends with everybody who crawls up out of the sewer and all sorts of stuff. They're a mess.
You're really cheering me up. I want to thank you.
No. They are a mess. And the fact of the matter is that the solution is below them and within us. It's all going to have to be worked out neighbor to neighbor, block to block, good heads getting together, not being afraid, especially at this time, to get together and work out what they can for their block, their community, because these other people, they haven't got it, and it's been an illusion for a long time that they ever had it. Believe me, talk to an American Indian. We've never felt that whatever came on these shores really had the solution. We always knew we'd end up here. And here at least allows us to turn around and say, what is strong? What lasts? What's good? What do we need? And when we face that and we're brave enough to put our hands out in goodwill to one another and say, we'll try, we'll keep trying, we've got a chance. But right now we're all afraid, not me, we're under a shroud. We're under a shroud of targeting, like don't open your mouth, don't say the wrong thing, get busy with all that technology. That's BS. Stand up, use your head, use your heart, go forward, don't be afraid. You've got to try and you will make it. But if you kowtow to all this BS, it's just mental illness. There's just layers and layers and layers of mental illness, much of it extra fueled by technology and stuff, but we can make it through it. Mature adults, it's time for Americans to grow up. It's also time to just kill predatory patriarchy and before women lose the honor which they once held for their nurturing capacity, Women should claim it. Men should join with it and say, we've got to nurture, we've got to hold on, we've got to be patient, we've got to be restrained. There are ways we can conduct our meetings so that we can quickly get to a consensus and start working on solutions and push ego out of the way. For instance, Indian way, we gather in a circle, nobody standing at the front of the room saying, this is what we're doing. Everybody votes on what's the most important thing to talk about. Okay, then the next thing is 3 minutes on best ideas to address that problem and get going. That's what we do. We just get going. That's my opinion. Don't be afraid. Just get going.
I want to thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
And it's good to reflect on other ways of doing the serious business of life.
Well, it's too much patriarchy. It's a lot of weird male poison being shoved down our throat. And the beautiful male is being buried under all of this crap too, because the beautiful male is the whole male, is the man who does have a heart, is the man who can say he is afraid for good reason, and he does love his sister, and he does respect that she can bring life into the world and she can do things. And the woman says, and I respect you, that you won't prey upon me, that you'll help.
Okay,
I
thank you very much for the call.
Bye-bye.
But I have this business to do. We are trying to get people just like you and people all over the region to contribute to KBOO, 877-500-5266.
That is correct. That is the number to call, 877-500-5266. Why would you call that number?
Yeah, why would you call that number?
Why would you call that number? You would call that number because you want to invest in your community radio station. You want to be one of the people that doesn't just sit on the sideline and consume community media. You want to be a part of community media. That's why you'd call 877-500-5266, or you could go online at kboo.fm. We have a variety of thank you gifts for every single taste out there. If you are a book reader, we've got books. If you are a music listener, we've got music. If you are a intellectual, we've got tapes of all kind of fabulous talks.
Do we have slingshots?
We do not support violence in any way, shape, or form.
No slingshot.
So we would not be providing that as a thank you gift.
Okay.
But if you call 877-500-5266, I bet we could find something just for you. And we could do that because we are a community radio. We are a collective. Together, we get to do some fabulous things to help improve our community. And KBOO has been there every step of the way. KBOO trains community organizers. We come in here and we get fired up and we are ready to go out and change the world.
But no pea shooters.
But no, because, you know, we are all about nonviolence. We are all about respecting each and every community member. We're all about building that village of support, that community that will make change happen. And you can join us. You can be a part of the KBOO family. This is not an exclusive club. You don't have to be rich to join this club. In fact, for $5 a month, you could be a member of our club. For $10 a month, whatever is comfortable for you. But do it. 877-500-5266. I run into you listeners all over the city. You say, I know that voice. You're on KBOO. And I never, ever say, and are you a member? I don't say that, right? Because that would not be polite. But you know whether you're a member or not. And if you've been having those conversations around town, maybe it's time for you to go to the phone and give us a call at 877-500-5266. We've got some wonderful volunteers standing by. They can't wait to help you.
Volunteers are standing by.
I guess the more appropriate term would be they're sitting by. They are sitting here waiting for the phone to ring at 877-500-5266. And if the line is busy, you could also go online at kboo.fm. If it's busy, call back or go online. Either or will work. And what do you want to be? What do you want to be remembered for, right? If you think about what are you leaving for the next generation, right? You could leave them a very strong community radio station. If you invest in your community radio station, it will be here for your grandkids. Your grandkids will be running this station because you invested. You made sure that it lasts. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. And again, for a mere $5 a month.
I like that. $5
that translates to $60 a year. Now, some of us could not write a check for $60 in one fell swoop, but $5 a month, one less foo-foo coffee, and you, in fact, will
wait,
be...
Wait, foo-foo coffee?
Foo-foo coffee, right? Yeah. You know?
I see.
Man, I mean, I go in and I order black coffee, and they look at me like I'm strange, right? But And then people come in, and they, like, got all these foo-foo, like, I need a triple whip, a skinny this, that, or the other. I don't know what they're talking about. But what I know is that if you call 877-500-5266, a wonderful volunteer will walk you through the process of becoming a member. It will take less than 5 minutes for you to become a member, and you will feel so much better. You will know that you have invested in one of the biggest treasures that this community has to offer, and that's our community radio station. So give us a call, 877-500-5266. And since Joe is ableist today,
ableist.
He really, really needs your support today. He needs you to know, he wants to know that even being ableist, you appreciate him. You know that he's here to bring you real facts, real information, and to get you engaged in what's going on in our local community as well as what's going on around the planet.
Well, I have ableist anxiety, and I need reassurance.
Yes, I know. And that's why I'm encouraging people to call 877-500-5266. I knew Abe wasn't here because you let me push you around earlier. I was like, man, if Abe was here, he'd have been all over me. And so
I'm not going there.
I know, but it's one of those kind of days. It's one of those days we're getting into the fall weather. We can feel it in the air. And what a comfort to know that your community radio station will be here, will be strong, and will be vital because, after all, you did contribute. You called us at 877-500-5266. You became a member, or you increased your membership, or you bought a gift membership for, you know, that cranky uncle that actually needs to learn a little bit more about being inclusive and engaging and what's going on the ground in our local community.
I might be that cranky uncle.
I wasn't going to go there.
I'm feeling a little cranky.
Again, the number, 877-500-5266. You might wonder, why are they doing that? We volunteer because we care passionately about this community. We care passionately about...
Wait a minute. I'm not being paid?
Oh, no. I thought you knew.
I've been waiting for a check for years.
You are being paid with love.
Oh,
you are
love.
Being paid with love. You're being paid with appreciation. You're being paid with the knowledge that you have kept community radio going for years and years and years. The number to call, 877-500-5266. Or you could go online at kboo.fm.
Yeah.
Let's see. We want to thank Molly from Southeast Portland, who gave $58 for 58 years of knowing Joe.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't
that is so sweet.
Oh, I told you. Feel the love, Joe. There's love out there for you. Oh, that was very sweet. Lots of love, Molly. We appreciate that. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Become a member. Join us today. We want you as part of the family. We need you as part of the family. Collectively, we are unstoppable. And we're unstoppable because we have the best community radio station in the country. And I'm just not bragging. It's true. Again, 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm. And we're going to go back to the Joe and Abe show. And even though we're ableist, I will be back with you soon.
Yeah, no, I really am glad you're there, Joanne. I think a couple of things. I think that people may not realize or may even resent the fact that we have to come to people to ask for money. But recognize this. The alternative to that, this spot on the dial, could well turn into religious weird fundamentalism or kind of Trumpism or some kind of weird other thing. What we're doing with Progressive Radio is giving people information that is incredibly valuable, easy to get. You don't have to get fancy. You don't have to go online even. You get it, and here it is, although you can go online. And what we deal with every day is the realities, some of them cold and heartless, that characterize life in America today. And I'm looking at, you know, just local stuff. I think, for example, that the city, in its eagerness to build its reservoirs, is off again on an effort to change the environment in not necessarily good ways. Looking around Washington Park, we're discovering that trees, you know, ever beautiful, ever greens, are going to be cut down in, I think, 200 of them in an effort to set up things for the new reservoir, which may or may not be a necessity. We've questioned that before. And I'm looking at a larger issue. I discover in the New York Times that executives of large firms in America, now these are people with a great deal of power and influence, are afraid to speak out against Donald Trump because they're afraid that if he gets elected, he'll punish them. Now, I don't think the fear is unreasoned. When you have Mussolini running for president, hey, not anything can happen. I love Trump because he does all these Mussolini imitations. And I think he may have studied Mussolini. I don't know what the deal is there. But the guy is not necessarily truthful. His creation, his existence as a popular figure, is directly because of the absolute desires for trash television by the networks. And I think it's just symbolic of the failure of media in this culture to be responsible, that this is what's happening right now. And I really, really think we need to pay attention to these things. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the fracking goes on. The destruction of Native American lands continues. The world is very much challenged, and I'm going to get a car that drives itself. That's it. You know, that's the whole story. So if you care, not about a car that drives itself, but about the world around you, if you're concerned for great music, if you feel that your life could be actually impacted in a either negative or positive way by the fact that there is this unique voice at KBOO, this is the moment where you make that contribution. Now, what you can afford is what you can afford. It could be $5 a month. It could be $5. It could be $5,000. I mean, that's possible. Not likely, but it's possible. We cannot exist without your support. There is no corporate sponsorship here. We're not. We are absolutely not big media. We're small media. We're proud media. We're local media. Bring you some national and international voices, but fundamentally, this is your radio station, and I'm going to spend some time today reminding you of that importance. A lot of stuff is going down. A lot of interesting events are taking place, and you won't hear about them at all if you lose contact with this station. So, this is the moment, this is the hour, this is the actual exciting come to, I'm not going to get all religious, but, you know, come to it right now. 877-500-5266. That's it. Ah, who do you got, Edie?
Yes.
Hey, hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I want to give one fact that can be used in all of your membership fundraising drives.
Okay.
And on your website. And I want to give you two facts as to why people to be listening to radio now instead of just tuning out because it's fundraising. So which of those would you like? Facts that are coming up here in Portland or the fact about KBOO?
Can we have both?
I'm going to give you each of it, but I want you to tell me which you want first.
Oh, let's go with the first.
Okay, so a few years ago, the federal government, especially the FEMA, Emergency Management Administration finished a 30-year study of every city, Portland size and larger, throughout the United States to find out how they would respond to different kinds of natural and human-made emergencies, and especially their sense of community. The only one in the entire nation, there was a little blip with Gracie Bob's and Detroit, but the only one that was not losing their sense of community is Portland.
And really?
The reason is KBOO. Now, the FEMA, FBI, and George Herbert Walker Bush intelligence, with his private intelligence, is bigger than the CIA, and the CIA did not like that fact. And yet, they knew that nothing is more powerful in helping us resist, and this ties into the first caller and to Joe's boast about Standing Rock on Native American fracking and about Missouri. The federal government knew that the biggest thing that makes a difference in our ability to resist trauma and disasters is our pulling together and not to allow fear-mongering to divide and conquer us, and a sense of learned helplessness. KBOO, affirmed by the government, has been the most powerful influence. I like to think my prayers and others have helped too, in having Portland be resilient. So it's a matter of life and death, we need to support KBOO. Are you ready for my second part?
I'm ready. Go for it.
Okay. This weekend, there are two ways we can follow up with the truth that I affirm and support of the earlier caller and your concerns about Trump, Mussolini, and overcoming destroying our environment and human rights. This Sunday, September 25th, starting at 10 a.m. at Ankeny and Park. Are you standing?
Yeah, I lost.
I'd like to have every.
Yeah, go ahead.
This Sunday, September 25th, starting at 10 a.m. at Ankeny and Park, there will be people led by First Nations standing in solidarity with Standing Rock to protect our water, our climate, our human rights. Please be there.
Okay, that's Ankeny and First, is that right?
And Park.
Say the time and the place again.
10 a.m.
Okay. At Ankeny and First?
And Park, I believe.
Oh, Ankeny and Park. Okay, cool.
Park what?
Yeah, okay.
So be there, 10 a.m., be with prayer, respect, and readiness to maybe donating bags or water or food or money or just prayers and solidarity.
Thank you very much.
We'll get together for sure. And you have fun. The Portland Raging Grannies will be there.
Oh, my goodness. All those Raging Grannies.
2 o'clock.
Okay.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
At Northeast 9th and Killingsworth. That's in Portland, Northeast 9th and Killingsworth. We want people to come there with their tricycles, their bicycles, their walkers, whatever, to be in solidarity that love conquers hate and fear. There's going to be a very short, very slow, very safe, family, child-friendly bicycle ride as part of cycling against hate, because a presumed white bicyclist sprayed bear spray on 3 little children, African-American children, their mom and their grandmommy, as they were getting into a car at Northeast 9th and Killingsworth.
That's very creepy.
It's horrible. And when that child was taken to the ambulance and the emergency room, they couldn't even handle it because of all the poisonous spray, fumes.
Yeah.
So let's please show that love conquers hate. I'd like you to bring some permanent markers and sign-making stuff. I'd like you to bring pennies or money, whatever you have, because the car is totally unsafe, useless, and has to be replaced. It can't be cleaned out. They have to get a new car. We need to put up lots of signs all over the area and let folks know love conquers hate and fear.
That's...
And we need to have this hate crime, this form of terrorism, be replaced by see love notes left in the neighborhood. So please come 10 a.m. to protect our water and indigenous rights, our climate and democracy. And let's come to 2 o'clock, 9th and Killingsworth. It can be a fun time to bicycle. If you can't bicycle, you can potter, you can walk, you can hold a sign.
Okay.
But let's be there and love, because this is what makes KBOO and Portland strong. We unite with creative ideas, we communicate it, and we demonstrate that.
And what date is this? What date?
This Sunday.
Okay. Listen, I want to thank you for those calls, and I also want to appreciate the unhappy news of aggression by bicyclists, which is kind of creepy. And I really am glad you gave us the call. I want to take some other calls, and I want to beg and whine for money. And I do thank you for the call. And I need to know. I need to go out to Joanne. I need to remind people that you have to call. You have to call 877-500-5266 and give us whatever you can afford and then a little more. Joanne, what's going on out there?
Well, what's going on is that we want you to give us a call. 877-500-5266. I want to appreciate your last caller. She talked about so many issues that are impacting our world. I met with the family that she was talking about, the 3 children who were bear sprayed by a white white guy on a bicycle on 9th and Killingsworth.
That's so weird.
These kids were sitting in the car minding their own business. The oldest one was 12. The youngest one is 8. And they had this bear spray that they sprayed on these children. I think what that is showing is that hate crimes are on the rise because we've made it comfortable for people to express their hate, their hatred of people who are different, their hatred of people who are immigrants, their hatred of people of color. We are now in a time in our society where that's becoming acceptable to express that hate publicly. I also heard last week that an African-American woman was being abused on a MAX train headed to Beaverton. We also know of the young man who was ran down, chased down, and killed in Gresham because he was black by white supremacists. And so we can sit in our bubble and think that we live in this racially blind society. But the reality is that the more this campaign season heats up, the more these hate crimes happen. And KBOO is really our response to hate in our community. And when we, the KBOO community, comes together, we can stop that hate. But you have to be part of the family. You have to join us. You have to be a member. And the number to call, 877-500-5266. These hate crimes are on the rise because good people are silent. We can no longer afford you to be silent. The good people that are listening to this broadcast, we need you. We need you to become part of the family. We need you to make an investment in your community radio station so that we can bring you this stuff that is painful to us. It hurts our soul. But we know that collectively we can solve these problems. But we can only solve it as a community. So will you join us? Will you become a sustaining member? Will you give $5 a month, $10 a month to keep KBOO on the air, bringing you this information every single day, seven days a week?
You know, people need to realize that this is, while it is a volunteer operation, it ain't free.
Right.
You know, it costs money to operate the station, and the little staff we have got to be paid. They need a living wage. Moreover, the news we bring you is not supported much. I mean, have you watched or listened to television news, local news?
Yes.
I mean, it's really weird. The way it is operated, it always closes with some little human interest story. I mean, it's disgusting. No, it is. It's disgusting.
Well, I mean, and what it is because the traditional media is owned by three or four companies, and they want to keep you interested in whether somebody is standing up for the flag when the Pledge of Allegiance is happening, rather than dealing with the critical issues of our time. And the critical issues of our time are the issues the last caller talked about: climate change, racism, anti-immigrant. I so love that we have been able to bring you so much information on what's been happening around the Native American protests. That has just warmed my heart to see Natives coming from all over the planet to stand together. We are in a remarkable time in this society. We are in a remarkable time. You were seeing organizing like we have not seen organizing in a long, long time, not since the early 60s. And we're seeing organizing by people who have the lived experience, that have been living under this oppressive regime, that have been living with discrimination, that have been living with not having enough resources and access to resources. And that's why KBOO is so important, because we bring it right to you, right from those mouths. It's not filtered. It's not monitored. We're not getting words cut out because advertisers don't want us to talk about this topic or that. We bring it all to you. We bring it to you in its rawest form, directly from the people most impacted. But we can't do it without you. If you're not part of the family, if you haven't invested in our community radio station, we will not be able to continue to do this. So we need you. We need you desperately, and we need you to call 877-500-5266, and we need you to call as if your life depends on it.
Because it might.
Because guess what? It does. Absolutely does. 877-500-5266. You know, it breaks my heart when I walk around the city of Portland now and see how many homeless people are living on the street. It is unacceptable in a society with so much riches that we have so many people with nothing. It is absolutely inexcusable. But if we join together, if we as the KBOO community join together and put pressure on the powers that be, the changes that we could make would be phenomenal. But you've got to be part of it. We can't do it by ourselves. We can do it only with you. Will you call us? 877-500-5266. Will you make a monthly investment in your community radio station? If not, on the phone, would you go to kboo.fm and click the tip jar and become a member that way? However you do it, we just want you to join the family. As you've been hearing, there's so many issues. It's so easy to get overwhelmed. And that's why each one of us doing our little piece makes a huge, huge difference. Again, 877-500-5266 is the number to call. We need your investment. We need you today. We need to make sure that Joe and Abe continues to bring you the kind of entertainment news that you're used to. But they bring you hard facts, and they do it in such a fun and loving way.
I don't know about the loving. I don't know about that loving.
I think you bring the love with you, and your audience brings the love.
I think the audience brings the love.
The audience brings
that
the
I
love.
That I will agree to.
Okay, you'll agree with that.
I'll agree with that. I think I'm outraged. I think I'm just getting really creeped out by the silliness that goes on in our society. I just picked up a piece from the Trust for Public Lands. It turns out that a lot of public lands are just being given away or sold in the interest of private enterprise and against the interests of the public. It's really creepy. It's really serious. Meanwhile, we got the fracking going on. Meanwhile, we got this local stuff. And I want to emphasize this event that was called into us. Next Sunday, September 25th, there will be a ride called Cycling Against Hate in response to the recent racially motivated hate crime. It's amazing. This is so bizarre, the crime itself, the disgust that I feel about it.
Yes.
We're going to all meet at 2 p.m. at Killingsworth and 9th.
Didn't she say 10 a.m.?
This is the one at 2. There's
oh,
two
okay,
events.
There are two of them.
But
sorry.
I'm glad you raised the question.
All right, just checking.
Yeah, no, good. 2 p.m. at Killingsworth and Northeast 9th, where the incident took place.
Right.
It's going to be a short ride. It's going to be a fun ride. And people who are not much into bicycling will find support and help there. And the point will be made that nonsense like this is not fun. It's not funny. Right. It's very serious, and it's very, 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 very disgusting. So this is something you can do. It's kind of a fun thing. It's probably going to be nice weather as well. But
and
meanwhile,
you know, and it would make such a difference to the family to see the community step up. I think, and that's one of the things I want to share. When this incident happened, the community came and surrounded this family. There were community members who saw it happen, and they surrounded this family. I want to see that happen all over our community, right? That's what it takes. When you talk about it takes a village to raise a child, the village showed up for this family. And I hope that you will also show up at 2 p.m. on Sunday to show this family that there's a community of good people who will not sit on the sideline and allow hate crimes like this to happen in our community, especially when a grown man targets children. That man deserves to be in jail. And I hope the police are doing the job that they were hired to do, which is investigate crimes like this and hold that man accountable for his behavior.
Yeah, this is such a gratuitously creepy crime.
Yes.
It kind of blows my mind. It's very sad. 2 p.m. at Killingsworth and Northeast 9th. That's really worth doing.
Yes, it is. And again, the number, 877-500-5266. We need you. And together, we can create the beloved community that will ensure that these types of incidents do not happen, and when they do happen, the community will show up in force and response.
Yeah, great. This is really important, and this is, I want to emphasize, this kind of direct action call only can take place on a station like this. It can only happen because this station exists, and it exists because you, every single one of you out there, there's possibly thousands, we have no way of knowing. We think it's a lot of people. I know whenever I walk around and people hear my voice, they don't know what I look like. Thank God. But
they,
you know,
they don't know that you're 6'4 and 180 pounds,
right,
and tan, long blonde
and tan,
hair.
Right. And tan, but not too tan.
Oh, man. Hey, what do you mean, 210? What do you mean by that?
Oh, yeah, right.
The number to call, 877-500-5266. Ain't no such thing as 210, let me tell you.
I'm with you on that one.
877-500-5266. You know, we joke a lot here because we love working with each other. You know, it's a great place to come and volunteer. It's a great place to invest your time. But in addition, it's a great place to invest your dollars. 877-500-5266. I have met so many incredible people. I have met so many incredible people over the years. They are my friends. They are my family. They are my friends. You can join my family. We are you can join the family at 877-500-5266. You may have been thinking about becoming a member for a while. We've got all kind of thank you gifts for you. What we want is just for you to give us a call at 877-500-5266. One of our very pleasant, very delightful volunteers will take your call, and they will ask you, what do you like to do? What do you like to listen to? We've got some wonderful, wonderful thank you gifts. Just to say thank you for joining the team, thank you for becoming part of KBOO.
Yeah, I just really want to emphasize a little event, a disgusting event like what happened with this bear spraying,
yes,
by a bicyclist of all things.
Yes.
And the response to it. That can only happen because the community is alert and aware and active. And this is what KBOO can do on the most local and immediate level. And if you don't think that's important, you're missing the whole thing. So really, right now, before you do anything else, look at your bank balance or ignore it, and immediately call 877-500-5266 and donate. Donate right now to KBOO. $5 a month, you'll never notice it's gone. $10 a month, you probably won't even notice that. The thing is, the money you give today will keep this station running tomorrow. And this is not This is not some abstract concept. This is real stuff.
Yes, it is.
And the fact of the matter is we need more money.
We do. And
we
actually
need more money.
We're only a little over $700 away from our goal.
$700.
But here's what I know about your show, Joe and Abe. Your show is a show that people, they're so interested in what you have to say that they tend to wait till the end of the program before they call and start becoming members.
Yeah, I'm trying to be boring. Right? I'm really working on it.
You just can't be boring. You just can't help yourself, right?
It's terrible.
I know. It's the burden you carry, right?
Yeah, I bear this burden to the grave.
Yes, you do. But we still want people to know the number, and the number to call is 877-500-5266, and with a mere $700 and 7 minutes to do it in, all we need
$100 a minute.
$100 a minute.
Let's get moving. Let's make those pledges happen. Let's zoom in on need.
Let's zoom in on the fact that we know that it's absolutely critical for community members to invest in our community radio station. And we want to thank Susan from Placerville, California, for renewing her membership. People listen to K-Boo all over the planet.
And here's an irony. Placer mining is a major source from the 19th century of pollution.
Wow. Well, and clearly Susan's aware of that because that's why she's an investor in her community radio station, and that's why she made the call. And I'm sure that's going to be one of the reasons why you go to your phone now and call 877-500-5266 and invest in your community radio station.
No, it's really important. And I got all this stuff to talk about, but we also have to raise the money to make it possible to talk about these things. The gas industry continues to frack, despite the fact that it's destroying the environment totally. The gas and other petroleum industry is destroying Native American lands, actually putting at risk the Missouri River. All this stuff is really happening, and it's really serious. And meanwhile, we got the Mussolini running for president on a major party ticket. Who could believe it?
Scary times we're living in, no doubt about that. But it's also a time for people to dig in, right, and decide we're not going to accept this. This is not the America we want to live in, and we're going to stand collectively to make sure that that this idiot doesn't become president, that we, in fact, as community members, are collectively making sure that our community is safe for everyone who wants to live in our community. But you have to call us at 877-500-5266 so you can be counted too. Can we count on you? Can we depend on you?
Yeah, let's do this. Let's just get this money.
Let's just
raised.
Make this happen.
Yeah, let's do it. Right. So people think, oh, he likes to raise. No, I don't like to raise money. I don't like to do this, but I have to do this because we as a station do not get corporate sponsorship. Shell Oil, BP, Standard Oil, they don't give us nothing. In fact, they would like to give us the boot. And we know that this is a real struggle and it's really important. And we also know that this is the commonest way of communicating. Radio. It's free. You just have to have a radio.
That's
877-500-5266. Make that call now. Make a commitment. After you've decided how much you can give, give twice as much. What the hell?
And quite frankly, it's one of those kind of memberships that keeps on giving. When you are a member of KBOO, you can be comfortable and confident that your dollars are put to good use, that your dollars are invested well, and that your community radio station will continue to bring you the kind of programming that you have become accustomed to.
Wait, does that mean that the gold toilet seats have to go?
Oh, if only we had
gold
toilet seats.
Note that little joke there.
Actually, if we had toilet seats, that would be good. But That's another conversation.
Yeah, really.
I want to focus us on 877-500-5266. That is really the number to call. This will be your last opportunity during the pledge drive to support the Joe and Abe Show. It is important that...
Last opportunity, folks. Don't miss the chance.
Last 3 minutes.
Train's leaving the station.
But I am convinced that in this last 3 minutes, we will raise the last $400 we need to raise. And all we need is a couple of you to give us a call at 877-500-5266. And when you call, say, I am calling because I love the Joe and Abe Show.
Or you could be calling because you hate the Joe and Abe Show. I don't care. I don't care.
This is true. If you want to become a member, you know that Joe and Abe is on an hour a week, every week, come rain or shine, and they bring you some incredible information in one of the most entertaining manners that I've ever seen on the radio. And so we like to invest in that kind of talent. We want that talent to be on the air on a weekly basis, but we can only do it with your support, with your backing, with you becoming part of the family.
877-500-5266. I would like to get one more caller in if we have one.
Well, I think that we're...
No time. We're out of time.
We are so...
I'm so sorry.
We are running out of time, but...
I'm going to hold my breath till I get that money.
But not... 877-500-5266. That's Joe holding his breath. And if he can hold his breath for the next 2 minutes, we will raise the rest of the money we need to raise this hour. Again, the number, 877-500-5266. Sounds like I have a soundtrack now, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
877-500-5266 is the number to call. Our volunteers are patiently awaiting your
call. They're standing by.
They are writing as fast as they can. You could also go online to kboo.fm and become a member that way. However you do it, here's your chance. You've got less than a minute to make sure Joe and Abe know that you are sending them love. 877-500-5266.
Oh, Joanne, I love you. I'm so glad you're around.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, where the time is now 8:59:45. Let's see. Coming up next is Alternative Radio with David Barsamian. Today, David Daly, the editor-in-chief at Salon Magazine, is giving a talk on gerrymandering, tilting elections.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners who donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Katie O'Brien's, an Irish pub serving traditional American food, located at 2809 Northeast Sandy Boulevard, open every day from 8 a.m. to 2:30 a.m. Lunch was provided by Huber's Cafe, serving turkey entrees and their Spanish coffee. Dinner was provided by Fire on the Mountain, a Portland wings stop, open from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., serving wings and sides at three different Portland locations.